Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Great afternoon, Mid-Michigan. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS for Thursday, September 2nd, 2010. Big show planned for you. We'll be talking with Mark Hollis a little bit later, and he is, of course, the Michigan State University Director of Athletics. Also, Brian Kelly, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor, will join us. I want to remind you, this hour of Ebling and You being brought to you exclusively by AT&T. Find out what's possible when you can record your shows and play them back in any room with AT&T Total Home DVR. AT&T, rethink possible. I want to welcome in our first guest today, and this is Kate Takagi from Capital Area Michigan Works. Hello, Kate.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
Well, just fine. A lot of things going on here, and in terms of employment numbers, some interesting news, I think, for Mid-Michigan.
Yeah, absolutely. Yesterday, the Free Press and a number of national news outlets reported that the Department of Labor statistics were out, and Michigan actually led the nation in job growth.
Is that surprising to you? I mean, you see it every day. You're there on the front line, and you see people coming in and out looking for work in various moods. Are those numbers surprising to you?
It is and it isn't. We definitely have seen that hiring has been up all year long. We've seen it in the month-to-month statistics, and we've, you know, felt it anecdotally in the employers that we talk to and the job seekers that we work with. So on the one hand, it's not completely shocking. We've also, you know, lost the most jobs. So, you know, it's easy to gain a lot when you've lost a lot. But to be the highest gains of anyone and the amount that we were, you know, it was, you know, over 25,000 jobs, and we were well ahead of, you know, number two DC, which I think was only at around 17,000 jobs. So it was a little surprising to see Michigan come in at number one and to see by how much they were, you know, kind of leading the nation.
Kate, something you have talked about a lot, and that is keep learning and the idea of retraining. And I guess there are certain learning tools that make that possible, and something very exciting for the young people in this area.
Yeah, well, we think that lifelong learning is absolutely essential in this region, in this state, in this economy, part of how we've wound up in the situation that we have, you know, found ourselves in, is we've become accustomed to above average wages with a below average education levels. And our, you know, our children and grandchildren don't have the same sense of the importance of education and the importance of always learning as other communities and other cultures do. And it's really hurt Michigan. And so we've tried to help the community recognize the importance of learning. And today we culminated a fantastic summer program for fifth grade students where over 6,000 kids got to go out and experience learning activities throughout our community and take advantage of great assets like Impression 5 and Potter Park and the local libraries. And today, 10 of those kids were the grand prize winners and got some pretty awesome resources for participating in this program.
This was the Keep Learning Passport to Adventure program, correct?
Yep, that is correct. And
okay.
And some of these kids walked home with, you know, one little girl left with an iPad.
Nice.
You know, a little netbook computer, a Wii gaming system, flip cams, just these great things that on the one hand are really fun and really awesome for a kid to get, but then these are also learning tools for them.
You know what this is going to do, Kate, is when they get to school and the kids say, wow, that's really cool, where'd you get that? And they start spreading the word, you're going to have a few more kids interested in this next year.
And I'm so excited. The Capital Region Community Foundation actually awarded us some dollars a little bit earlier this summer so that we can continue this program next summer. So we already know right now that we're going to be able to make this happen again in our community, which is just fantastic.
All right. How did this work? How were these recipients selected?
Well, it was a drawing of all the students that went out and experienced their passport adventures throughout the entire summer. When they were done with all of their adventures, they filled out a little postcard, and sent it back. And of the postcards, we literally just reached in a fishbowl and drew out 10 of them.
Well, what were the reactions? Did you see jumping up and down, a lot of people screaming? Did they know they were the winners before the drawing?
It was really cool. So we pre-selected, we pulled the first 10 postcards out of the fishbowl earlier this week and called the kids and their families and invited them to come down and let them know that all 10 of these kids were going to leave with one of our grand prizes.
Okay.
And so all the kids knew that they won something, but even we didn't know what they were going to leave with until today, and we were all down at Impression 5, and we again pulled their names out, and they, for the different prizes, saving the iPad for last, and it was really neat to see. I was expecting, a parent to, rush out of work, grab their kid, come over, but, we had whole families, multiple kids, and they brought friends and grandparents were there. And so it's great to see the enthusiasm of the families. And then it was really cool to see the kids as they won things. The little boy that won the Wii was just like, he like jumped up and threw his arms in the air. And it was nice to see, the familial interactions and to see these families getting excited about learning.
And this program, as you mentioned, is all across Greater Lansing. 6,200 students were involved in this?
Yeah, we actually distributed 6,200 passports through the schools. We had postcards come back from 21 of the 24 districts in the area, and of our 10 grand prize winners, they represented 8 different school districts, ranging from the Lansing School District to Stockbridge, St. John. So it really was a tri-county effort.
Kate, you know what I think is great about this? We spent some time earlier this week. We spent nearly an hour talking about back-to-school issues. And learning is not an in-the-classroom thing. It's not a September to June kind of thing. It's a way of life. And something like this can only help in that regard. It continues long after your last day in a classroom. In high school or at a college setting, and that's the kind of mindset you're trying to instill.
That's really a cultural shift in our community, to being a community that recognizes the importance of not just those classroom experiences, but experiences in general, and of education and learning, and that it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The most powerful thing I saw today, it blew me away, was we had a banner up that said a bachelor's degree or a person with a bachelor's degree will earn $1 million more over the course of a lifetime than a person with a high school diploma.
Right.
It's a statistic that we've used pretty widely. And this banner was just hanging in the background, no big deal. And one of the moms grabbed her son and pulled him over and pointed to it. Said, Do you see that? Do you see how important it is for you to go to college? And it was so great to see this mother talking to her fifth grader already about college. That's the kind of mentality we have to, the mentality that we have to embrace in this community and help people understand that education isn't optional. It's, it's necessary for success today.
Kate, I've heard that number many times, that $1 million over the course of a lifetime. Is there an active number, a current number, on what a high school diploma means? It would seem that is the bare minimum now that you need, and if you don't have that, you have almost no chance.
Yeah, and people are like, oh, well, where do you get that information from? It's actually Census Bureau data. This is data that when we all filled out those little census forms and the United States Census Bureau conducts its annual American Community Surveys, they collect all this information. And, a person with a high school diploma, I believe they earn just over $1 million throughout the course of their lifetime, and an individual with a bachelor's degree earns just over $2 million over the course of a lifetime. And what is not necessarily surprising is that with each step on the education ladder, you move up the spectrum. So someone with a GED is going to earn a little bit less than someone with a high school diploma. Someone without either of those is going to earn even less. And as you see people adding certificates, associate's degrees, master's degrees, doctorates, JDs, MDs, you see,
right,
income rise.
Well, when we saw the statistics and the ranking of Lansing among the top 10 cities for young people in the Kiplinger report, a lot of it had to do with the educational opportunities in this area, and those don't mean much if you don't take advantage of them. Kate, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it as always.
Thank you so much.
Kate Takaki from Capital Area Michigan Works talking about this Passport to Adventure program and today the end of it and some very, very happy lucky kids. We'll be right back with more. Mark Hollis coming up next after this check of weather and sports.